Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la. Around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance, da da da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a chucharilla, hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la.
Good evening, saints, and welcome, 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 my dear brothers and sisters, to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. Well, we've been doing this series on Bradley Knight, and you're probably asking yourself, you're probably scratching your head and saying, who is this guy, Bradley Knight? And I don't blame you for scratching your head because no one's really heard of him. No one's heard of Bradley Knight, although his mother claims, his mother being Paula White Cain, the woman who has put Scare back into Scarecrow. Paula White claims that her son is a phenom. A phenom. She claims that her son Bradley is one of the leading voices in America. That's right. Her son Bradley is one of the leading voices in America. Listen. He's not one of the leading voices in America. No one's ever heard of him. For you to be one of the leading voices, people have got to know who you are. So then what is Bradley Knight? Well, Bradley Knight is Paula White's donkey son. Like I said, his mother's a moron and he's a moron. And this was quite evident. This was quite evident long ago in 2013 when we first heard of this little jackass braying. That's when Bradley Knight first started to hee-haw his way on the scene. Team with Shy Lin released the song False Teachers. And his mother was one of 12 false teachers named in the song. Little Bradley, little Donkey Knight, got so bent out of shape that he wrote an asinine open letter to Shy Lin. Asinine. Talk about retarded. The kid's retarded. He's retarded. Spiritually retarded. And Bradley, once again, this is an open invitation. If you don't like what I'm saying, I'm right here in studio. We're looking at the board. We're looking for any number calling in from Apopka, Florida. The number here is 516-418-5978, or maybe one of the people that works in the manger over there at the City of Destiny, or maybe one of your manger handlers, maybe one of the guys who feeds you Timothy hay, and the guy who feeds you your oats and your molasses, maybe they can call in and put in a good word for you. But like I was saying, Paula White's son got all bent out of shape in 2013, and he put together this open letter. And my goodness gracious, you know, we have never heard from the kid, but the kid sounded stupid then. I don't even know how it's possible how 7 years later you can sound even dumber. The kid is really stupid, theologically stupid. He's biblically stupid. He's a braying donkey. Every time he gets in behind that pulpit, he just hee-haws Jesus this and hee-haws Holy Spirit that. And he's completely clueless. Now, I'm not going to deal with what he teaches yet, because like I said, this is going to be a long series. So I'm not dealing with what he teaches yet. Now, that is a second cluster of programs. What I'm dealing with at this moment in time is what he has failed to do, because his mother claims that he's a phenom. And I would argue that if my position is Bradley Knight is a donkey. He's a donkey. His mother's a jackass. He's a jackass. Okay, but, if he was a phenom like his mother claims he is, he would have talked, because donkeys don't talk. Donkeys bray. All donkeys do is hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. That's all they do. But if Bradley Knight was a phenom like his mother claimed, then he would do something other than bray. He would actually talk like a human being, and if he talked, then we would expect him to rebuke his mother, because like Balaam's donkey rebuked him after the power of God came upon the donkey. God gave Balaam's donkey, whom Peter calls, and let me read that to you. Let me read 2 Peter. Let me read 2 Peter to you. See, my whole thing is that if Bradley Knight was a phenom, he would have rebuked his mother. And there's a number of things for which she needs to be rebuked. So let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Speaking of Balaam, it says, which has forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. What did Balaam love? He loved the wages of unrighteousness. Balaam, the false prophet, would pimp himself out to the highest bidder. That's what Paula White does. Paula White pimps herself out to the highest bidder. She'll go to any church for any offering. She's a pulpit prostitute is what she is. That's what she is, a pulpit prostitute. Pimps herself out. Okay, how much is the honorarium going to be? Paula White loves the wages of unrighteousness. And if Paula gets stupid and sues, then there's a thing called disclosure. And our attorneys will sue back. And then all we have to do is say to Pastor Maldonado, Paula White was recently at your church. We have a court order. We're asking you to tell us, to give us a copy of the check that you gave. And I can prove to you, based on her visit to Apostle Maldonado's church, which was recently, that she does love the wages of unrighteousness. So Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, was stopped dead in his tracks because he was rebuked for his iniquity, it says in verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity, because when you love the wages of unrighteousness, like Paula White does, when she fleeces people for a cut, for a percentage of the offering, you love the wages of unrighteousness. And for that, she should be rebuked. Rebuked by whom, you ask? Well, rebuked by her donkey son, whom she is riding. It says, Balaam was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, that's the King James, dumb meaning aphonos in Greek, without the ability to make sound, a voiceless donkey. The donkey couldn't speak. The donkey had no human voice. But in this occasion, God empowered the dumbass, God empowered the donkey to speak, spoke in a man's voice. Donkeys don't speak in men's voice. This was a miracle from God. And what did he do? He rebuked the prophet, speaking in a man's voice, and forbade the madness of the prophet, told the prophet to cut it out. Told that false preacher Balaam to cut it out. Now, like I said to you before, if Bradley Knight was a phenom donkey, the Spirit of God would have come upon him. He would have been able to speak in a man's voice, and he would have rebuked his mother, number one, for being a floozy. That's what Paula White. Listen, my brothers and sisters, I just did a show. Listen to yesterday's show. Listen to broadcast number two. And in broadcast number two, listen, Bradley Knight should have rebuked his mother for being boy crazy. I played all the audio. She preached on hips and lips. She preached the message, you love that booty. She and her husband got up there, her new husband, Jonathan Cain, on baptismal Sunday back in August and encouraged the people to watch porn. Porn! Pornography! That kind of porn. Now, if Bradley had been a phenom, he would have stood up on his feet and he would have rebuked his mother for being a floozy. What we call in the projects a hoe. His mother acts like a hoe. Listen, that's the terminology. That's the slang. His mother acts like a floozy. She still does. Getting a husband hasn't stopped her from being a floozy. She's still a floozy. She's still talking about sex. She's still being provocative. There's no need for that behind a sacred desk. Now, he should have rebuked her for being a floozy, for promoting pornography. That's what Balaam was on his way to do. That's what Balaam eventually did. He put a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Told the Midianite and the Moabite kings to get their women and to entice the men of Israel to commit fornication. It's in the Bible. Read Revelation chapter 2. Paula White did. Her and her husband told people to go watch porn. In preaching that message, you love booty? What kind of preacher preaches a message entitled, you love booty? Is that the church of Satan that is she a pastor of, or the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? Never in the history of the church has any preacher ever gotten up in the pulpit and preached, you love that booty. I have all of C.H. Spurgeon's sermons. And in all of C.H. Spurgeon's sermons, there's not one entitled, you love that booty. I have all the sermons of Martin Luther. And none of his sermons, he has a sermon entitled, you love that booty. I have the sermons of G. Campbell Morgan, the great preacher. Not one of G. Campbell Morgan's sermons is entitled, you love that booty. I have the sermons of Martin Lloyd-Jones. Not one of Martin Lloyd-Jones' sermons is entitled, you love that booty. No, at no time in church history did any person stand behind a sacred desk and preach a sermon entitled, you love that booty, except this trashy woman called Paula White Cain. And for that, Her son should have rebuked her if he was a phenom. But he failed to do so. He failed because he's not a phenom. He's not a special endowed donkey. Now, let me play for you the audio in which his mother calls him a phenom. I want you to listen to this.
Life. Every person that speaks, anyone that ever speaks against Apostle Maldonado has to leave your life. I'm telling you. Because they're speaking against the supernatural of what God has for you. Why would you allow anything in your life that is going to counteract what God has connected you to, that will bring you into the very holy of holies? Don't even entertain it. Don't even put up with it. You don't even entertain it, because what you come in contact with is what you connect with, and you will be connecting with a dead spirit that will bring death to you, a destructive spirit that will bring destruction to you. God is very serious. You don't play with the things of God. And what you connect with, what you have contact with, you can't come here and have contact on Sunday and go hang around people that bring doubt on Monday, that bring destructive words against your ministry, against your church, against your pastor. You don't put up with it. Cut them out of your life. I don't care what it takes. Cut them out.
I guess Pastor Maldonado has some people there questioning what he's doing with the finances. I guess that's why Paula White is on her brain rant. Brain like a jackass. What does this have to do with God's people? What does this have to do with this? She's just there bootlicking Pastor Maldonado's boots. Putting in a good word for Pastor Maldonado, who, by the way, happens to be a false apostle, who preaches false doctrine, who fleeces people, and who brings in people to fleece his own people.
I don't care if it's your family member. You say that's easy for you to say. No. When I got saved, my stepfather told me if I ever mentioned the name of Jesus in their house that I would not be welcome. My mother was not there for the birth of my son. I didn't see my parents for years because I knew that if I denied the name of Jesus, there'd be no hope for them. Every one of my family members now is saved. Every one of them. What you have
You're not saved. Every one of your family members is saved. We doubt that very much. And about your salvation, you're not saved. There's no way you can be saved. No way.
With, you'll have connection with. Remain standing, I've almost through. So contact creates connection, and connection creates impartation, which determines output. So whatever's imparted to you is what's going to come out of you. What?
Does anybody understand what this jackass is saying? Who knows what she's saying? Please.
As a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today.
Here it comes. She was sitting around telling the girls today. Now she's going to tell us. She's going to speak in glowing terms about her retarded son. Her biblically retarded son, who doesn't understand a simple Bible text, who reads it and misinterprets it 99.9% of the time.
Son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers.
Her son today is one of the most profound and powerful preachers. Her son today. Where is he a profound and powerful preacher? May that be the Twilight Zone? Is that where he is a profound and powerful preacher? Maybe in the Outer Limits, maybe?
Output. So whatever is imparted to you is what's going to come out of you. What comes out of me is a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers. Profound revelation, like unbelievably, pastors the church, moves in the supernatural. I mean, sees. I mean, just
pastors the church, moves in the supernatural. Well, if that were the case, then Bradley, her son, would be a talking donkey. He would talk in a man's voice, because all donkeys are what the Bible calls dumb, aphonos. The A prefix in Greek means no, not, and phonos means sound. Donkeys don't make human sounds. Donkeys are voiceless. Donkeys cannot speak in man's voice. But on one occasion, when a false prophet Balaam was on his way to pollute God's people with a strategy of fornication, and he was on his way to collect a big payday from those who had hired him to bring a curse upon the people of God. On that day, en route to go get his big paycheck, God empowered a voiceless donkey and gave that donkey a man's voice, and he rebuked the prophet. He rebuked Balaam. He rebuked that scoundrel. And forbade him because he was mad, or he had lost his marbles, or he was off his rocker. And that's what Bradley Knight, if Bradley Knight had been a phenom, what is a phenom? A phenom is a phenomenal person, a person with remarkable gifts, a person with exceptional diction, a person with an extraordinary sense of duty. An amazing person, an astonishing person, a sensational, stunning, incredible, unbelievable, marvelous, magnificent, wonderful, fantastic, terrific, tremendous, stupendous, awesome. But none of those things are Bradley Knight. He's just a brain donkey. He's just a brain donkey. He's not a phenom. Here's his mother again. Here's his mother. Here it is.
See my parents for years because I knew that if I denied the name of Jesus, there'd be no hope for them. Every one of my family members now is saved. Every one of them. What you have contact with, you'll have connection with. Remain standing, I'm almost through. So contact creates connection, and connection creates impartation, which determines output. So whatever is imparted to you is what's going to come out of you. What comes out of me is a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area.
Now, why did he go into a dark area? Why did Bradley Knight? Why did Bradley Knight go into a dark area? Why did Bradley Knight become an atheist? Because that's what the newspapers say. Paula White's atheist son becomes a former atheist son. Paula White's former atheist son becomes senior pastor of City of Destiny. Now, why was he a former atheist? Because his mother was a horrible testimony. Because his floozy mother, his mother who is, what can I say? The village bicycle? His mother who's been hanging out in Rome with Benny Hinn, that mother, whom this boy has seen go with one man and another man. Listen, in his open letter to Shylin, he said back in 2013, he says, ever since I can remember, I heard my mother being called a whore. That's what Bradley Knight said in that open letter. He said, ever since I can remember, they've been calling my mother a whore. And you got to ask yourself, why, Bradley, why? He knows why. He knows why. His mother is loose, a loose woman, the queen of the silver dollar. That's who his mama is. And not only, listen, not only did he have to put up with seeing a floozy mother, not only did he have to put up with that, and that made him an atheist. Than that, he became a crackhead. Because the newspaper articles say, Paula White's former son and crack addict. Former atheist son and crack addict. Now becomes a senior pastor. Listen, yeah, he was in a dark place because his mama put him there. He looked at his mama. He was so embarrassed. Listen, this kid reminds me of Norman Bates. Remember Norman Bates in the movie Psycho? Remember Norman Bates, every time he would find his mother in bed with another man? Or every time he would find his mother committing some crime? This is Norman Bates.
Mother, oh God, mother, blood, blood.
Oh no, mother, you did it again, mother.
Mother, oh God, mother.
That's why Norman Bates went to a dark place. So when Paula says, my son was in a dark place, she put him there. The kid says, in an open letter to the whole world, he says, ever since I can remember, I've heard my mother, they've been calling my mother all kinds of names, like whore. That affects a young man. That affects a young man. No wonder he had to resort to crack with a mother like that. It's a miracle he didn't take other drugs. Poor kid. But he ain't poor no more. Because he is enjoying his mother's riches. That's right. Here it is again, saints. Here it is again.
Connection creates impartation, which determines output. So whatever is imparted to you is what's going to come out of you. What comes out of me is a result of what is going into me. Proverbs 13:20. I was sitting telling the girls today, say, my son, who unlike your sons, he went into a very dark area. But my son today is one of the most profound, powerful preachers, profound, revelation.
When I tell you the kid is retarded, I'm being kind. When I tell you he is moronic, I'm being kind. When I tell you this kid is an ignoramus, I'm being kind. But in a couple of broadcasts, I'm not going to be kind because I'm going to play his audios, I'm going to play his sermons, and I'm just going to show you how super stupid this kid is. But according to Paula, he's one of the most profound voices. He moves in the spirit. Oh, he moves in power. He's a phenom.
Pastors of the church moves in the supernatural. I mean, it's a phenom. But
he's no phenom. He's a regular donkey. He brays just like his jackass mother brays. That's all he does. Now, notice, saints, notice. Here in 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, Donkey Bradley should have rebuked his false prophet mother for her iniquity, for having gone astray, for having loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, I told you in yesterday's program, he should have rebuked her for being a floozy. He should have rebuked her for being a female donkey in heat, according to the prophetic word of Jeremiah in the second chapter. In the second chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah rebukes all of Israel's people who are acting like a female jackass in heat, looking for a mate in the wilderness, and who was an easy catch. That was yesterday's program. Bradley should have rebuked his mother for being the village bicycle. But now he should rebuke her for loving the wages of unrighteousness. And here's a few samples of that. Here's a few samples. if you don't think Paula White loves the wages of unrighteousness, then let me just convince you just a little bit. All right. Let me go here to an audio that I have for you. This is Bradley Knight talking about his mother collecting offerings and how people get at her and how people are mad at her because she collects all. But he's not mad. Bradley's not mad. No, he's not mad. He's proud of his mother. He's just proud of his mother because she fleeces people. Here's the audio.
There's countless examples. If you believe a specific doctrinal thing, then you're qualified. If you don't, you're disqualified. How many times has mom been called a heretic?
How many times has mom been called a heretic? He just said, how many times has mom, referring to his mother, Paula White Kane, how many times has she been called a heretic? Because of the way she raises money. How many times? Just like he's got audio where he says, how many times have I heard my mother being called a whore? Now, wherever there is smoke, you got to investigate and see if there's fire. There may be good reason why people call your mother a whore. There may be good reason why they call your mother a scam artist. There may be good reason, Donkey Bradley.
There's countless examples. If you believe a specific doctrinal thing, then you're qualified. If you don't, you're disqualified. How many times has mom been called a heretic? What, that woman loves Jesus. She's not fucking.
No, she doesn't love Jesus. Don't kid yourself, Donkey Bradley. She loves the wages of unrighteousness. It says here in 2 Peter 2:15, Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. That's what your mother loves. She doesn't love Jesus. She loves mammon. And so do you. You see, he says the little that people know me. How many times have I been called a heretic? Well, like mama donkey, like baby donkey. See, the retarded apple doesn't fall too far from the retarded tree. The alpha wolfette, the alpha female, which is called an alphina, is teaching the alpha pup how to fleece God's people. How many times have I been called in the little that people know me? Yeah, we don't know you at all. Nobody knows you. It's your mother who's promoting this lie that you're one of the leading voices in America. How can you be one of the leading voices in America if you yourself admit nobody knows you? But he's a phenom. He's a phenom, ladies and gentlemen.
How many times has mom been called a heretic? What, that woman loves Jesus. She's not perfect.
I'm not perfect. But that doesn't mean I can fleece people. Well, she's not perfect. You know, there may be an offering or two where, you know, she uses manipulation. But she's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. No, no, no. We don't need to use manipulation. We don't need to promise big, promise false. Nobody's perfect. He says nobody's perfect. Your mother is. Your mother's perfectly wrong all the time. Just like you, Bradley, you're perfectly wrong all the time also.
You're qualified. You're disqualified. How many times has mom been called a heretic? What, that woman loves Jesus.
No, you don't know his word and you don't know him. You don't know his word and you don't know him. It has nothing to do with being perfect. It has everything to do with being righteous. Your mother loves the wages of unrighteousness. And you like to aid and abet your mother by covering for her like Norman. Watch the movie Psycho, Bradley. What did Norman Bates do for his mother? He covered for his mother. That's why, listen, not only is Bradley a stupid donkey, he's a psycho donkey. Oh, mother, mother, not again, mother, not again. Yes, Bradley, yes, because mama's not perfect, like you said. Oh, yeah, I guess Jesus was a Pharisee when he overturned the tables of the money changers. I guess Jesus was a Pharisee when he told the religious leaders that they had turned God's house of prayer into a den of thieves. I guess Jesus was the ultimate Pharisee, Bradley. She fleeces people. I've taken up offerings and I've never fleeced anybody. I've taken up, as a pastor, I've taken up all kinds of offerings. I never fleeced anybody. No one ever criticized me for taking up the offerings in the 20 plus years that I was a pastor. Nobody criticized me because I took them the way they should have been taken up. I didn't use manipulation. I didn't proper lie to people. I didn't tell them God, the Holy Spirit told me that if you sow $78 in lieu of Psalm 78, that God was going to send guardian angels. No, Bradley, no. No. All right. Here's another audio. Here's another audio. To prove. Because we're here to prove. And the way you prove it is, you let Paula speak for herself, okay? This is another audio. This is Paula raising money. Listen to Paula. This one's about money and vision.
So some of you need to sow a seed now. Come on. You need to. Some of you are at a place of altar. You've got to be at a place of sacrifice. When it's the hardest is when it's sacrifice. Then some of you need to be at a place where you're just obedient out of covenant. And I'm not saying just your tithe. I'm saying covenant. What is the vow you've made unto God? What is it? And then God says, okay, now I'm going to open up your eyes and you're going to get a vision. And there's going to be a mental picture. Come on. There's going to be revelation is what that is. It comes.
Yeah, God opened my eyes and I saw a wolf asking for money. That's what I saw. God opened my eyes. And I saw a scam artist ask him for money. That's what I saw. But she wants me to be in covenant with God. Why is it that covenant always has to do with money? Why is it that when these people talk about covenant or activation, I sow $1,000 seeds in order to activate? Why can't I activate God if I fast? Why can't you? It always has to. Why can't I activate God when I pray? No, you see, activating God or keeping covenant with God always ends up with me having to give Paula White money. She loves the wages of unrighteousness. She's a scam artist. She's a present-day Balaamite.
Seed now. Come on. You need to. Some of you are at a place of altar. You've got to be at a place of sacrifice. When it's the hardest is when it's sacrifice. Then some of you need to be at a place where you're just obedient out of covenant. And I'm not saying just your tithe. I'm saying covenant. What is the vow you've made unto God?
Well, if I made it unto God, I'm giving it to God. I'm not giving it to you. To you. And it's above you. See, she already got your tithes. See, in the morning service, she got your tithes. Now she wants something else. They're never satisfied.
What is it? And then God says, okay, now I'm going to open up your eyes and you're going to get a vision, and there's going to be a mental picture. Come on. There's going to be revelation is what that is. It comes from a Hebrew word that I can't pronounce. But it comes from a Hebrew word that literally means.
Well, if you can't pronounce it, why don't you bray it? Why don't you hee-haw it?
Revelation. It's a mental picture that is strong enough of your future, that is strong enough to mold your present. So in other words, I'm not just looking to my future, hoping and waiting to get there. My present is lining up with what I see on the inside.
Yeah, but in order for it to line up, I got to give money. See, that's a scam.
If you have spiritual blindness, you're never going to get there. And part of the problems is some people.
Well, guess what? I'm really blind. You ain't getting I'm so blind, I can't even see my wallet. That's how blind I am. I'm so blind, I can't see where my ATM card is. I'm so blind, it even affects my hearing. I don't hear a word you're saying. I'm so blind, I don't even know where I'm at.
So I have spiritual cataracts and spiritual blindness, but those cataracts are falling off. I'm already preaching my message. The vision is coming forth because God has a plan for your life. You're going to live in frustration if you don't know what that is. You're going to live in frustration if you settle for less. So I'm challenging you right now. I want you to hear from God. God already spoke to me what I'm to write out. You're going to write your checks to Paula White Ministry.
Wow. Now, remember, it's a vow you made to God, but Paula winds up getting it. You're making out the check. Wow! You're making out the check to Paula White Ministries. Now, remember, you're giving it to God, but it winds up in Paula's bank account. Now, Bradley, right then and there, if Bradley was a phenom, he should have got up and that little donkey Bradley should have gotten up, that little greasy head Bradley, who his mother should give a bar of soap and some shampoo and conditioner, that greasy Bradley should have gotten up and started rebuking his mother because she loves the wages of unrighteousness. She just spent 5 minutes telling us that all this was going to go to God. But when you make out your check, and she's going to make out her check too, she's going to make it out to Paula White Ministries. And so check this out. When she gives, she's giving to herself. And when you give, you're giving to her. What a scam.
This is Power Night. It's different than City of Destiny, all right? You're gonna live in frustration if you settle for less. So I'm challenging you right now. I want you to hear from God. God already spoke to me what I'm to write out. You're going to write your checks to Paula White Ministry. Because this is Power Night. It's different than City of Destiny, all right?
Oh, it's Power Night. This is Power Night. In other words, you're going to empower Paula. You're going to put enough money in her account for her to go do it, get more plastic surgery, stretch out her face even more, put more junk in her lips. I'll get her a new fanny pad because the one that she's got right now is flat.
Right? This is Power Night. If I want to bless City of Destiny, we'll bless City of Destiny with all of it. But you're going to get a check. If you want a text to give, you can do so. If you want to give by Alexio, you can do so. But every single person gets something significant. Father, we just ask right now that you would speak.
Yes, Satan, her father. The father of lies.
With clarity, because some of us are going to build an altar. That altar, maybe that's a sacrifice of $50 or $100. Maybe it's $1,000.
Now, she's praying to God, but at the same time, she's suggesting to you how much you should give. How could she be praying to God and then be quoting amounts for you to write your check out to?
Maybe that's a sacrifice of $50 or $100. Maybe it's $1,000. Whatever it is you speak. Some of us are going to get a covenant seed right now. But I believe that as we build an altar and we walk in obedience with covenant, that there is visions that's going to be released in the next hour. In the next 45 minutes, if we walk away with open eyes and clarity for instruction, God, then I know that what you've said will come to pass. Now, we aren't buying a miracle. We aren't doing any Jesus junk. We don't do that kind of stuff.
No, of course you're not doing Jesus junk. This is Satan junk. Jesus doesn't have any junk. Now, did Bradley get up and rebuke his mother for that rubbish? Did he do that? No, he didn't do that. Bradley didn't do that. No, absolutely not. No, he didn't do that. All right, here's another Paula White audio. Here, she encourages congregants. This is what she does. She encourages congregants to forgo paying their bills. Forgo paying your personal bills and give the money to me. Listen to Paula. Here's Paula. All right, here we go. Listen to Paula now. This is another time Bradley should have gotten up and rebuked her if he was a phenom donkey.
So let's just say I get paid $1,000 and I pay my mortgage first. Or I pay, what's the electric company here? FBO. I pay FBO first instead of bringing the first tenth to the house of God every week, which clearly is instructed throughout the Word of God. Then what I'm saying...
Where is that instructed in the Word of God? Where? Where do you find that in the Word of God? Nowhere. Nowhere.
FBO, I just made you chief. I just made you fundamental. I just made you the basis to support all structure. So FBO, heal my child. FBO, find my children that are lost. FBO, open the door for me to get promotion.
So in other words, if you're giving it to the light company, you've made light company God. But if you give it to God via Paula White Ministries, then somehow, listen, when you give this money to God, now God saves your children. So in other words, you're paying for their salvation. If you give it to God and God finds your backslidden child, then again, you have paid God to go get your backslidden child. If you give it to God and he heals you, well, you just paid for your healing. You see? Listen to that again.
Throughout the Word of God. Then what I'm saying is, FBO, I just made you chief. I just made you fundamental.
In other words, if you paid your bills, you made the light company God. But she's arguing that, no, what you should have done is you should have given it to God and let God be God. Give the money to God so that God can do all the things God's supposed to do. But my brothers and sisters, you can't buy anything from God. You can't buy salvation for your kids from God. You can't buy healing from God. You can't buy protection from God. That is not the God of Scripture. The God of Scripture is your Heavenly Father. Jesus said, ask your Heavenly Father and you shall receive. Seek your Heavenly Father and you shall find him. Knock on your Heavenly Father's door and he shall open it unto you. Nothing there with money. No money. But here is Paula, a lover of the wages of unrighteousness.
What I'm saying is, FBO, I just made you chief. I just made you fundamental. I just made you the basis to support all structure. So FBO, heal my child. FBO, find my children that are lost. FBO, open the door for me to get promotion. FBO, I serve you. FBO, I honor you to redeem off of me the curse that is upon all mankind. Because you have just made FBO the first, because you gave the first $100 to pay your electric bill. You see, there's a divine accurate order. People pay tithe, but they pay it in leftover.
So you see, my brothers and sisters, you're paying God, and God is like Geico Insurance or Allstate Insurance. You pay your insurance policy, and then God comes through for you when you need him. My brothers and sisters, that's not God. That is the God of a scam artist. That is the God of a wolf in sheep's clothing. The God who you have to give money to in order to have him protect you. That sounds to me a lot like the mafia. You know, people who own stores, the mafia would come around and say, you know, for $400 a month, we'll make sure that nobody messes with your business. And then the store owner says, well, we have the police, and that's enough protection that I really need. No, thank you. Thank you for offering the protection, but no, thank you. Then the next day, the store owner would come, and his windows would be broken. 2 days later, the mafia guy would come around again and says, you see, this would have never happened. How much did it cost you to fix that window? Oh, that window cost me $1,000. Well, you see, had you paid us $400 a month, but this is going to – see, the police are not going to be here to protect you. When people know that we got your back, they will never touch this window. So now the store owner has gotten hip. He knows, well, I better pay this mafia guy because he's the one who broke the window in the first place to teach me a lesson. And that's what Paula's like the mafia guy who goes from storefront to storefront telling the store owners, hey, you need to pay for protection or else. So you bet, listen, you better give your money before you pay your bills. You better give Paula the money. You better give Paula the money. See? Con woman. All right. Here's another one. Here's Paula White. Here's Paula White asking, this is a video on the First Fruits offering scam. Listen to this. This is done by a very nice brother, and he'll tell you who he is. And this is Paula White scamming people out of their January salary, their entire January salary.
Hi, my name is Ted. Today I'm going to be talking to you about Paula White and one of the many scandals that she has fallen into recently and in the past few years. Now, this particular scandal has to do with a video that she put out about a year ago asking her congregation and the people listening to her, asking them to give 1 month's salary to her ministry because in so doing, they are preventing a terrible, terrible thing that God would put upon them for not giving.
It's often not that we're doing something wrong. It's that we're not doing enough of what is right. God says in his word that my people, good people, perish because of lack of knowledge.
My people perish for the lack of knowledge. It is coming from Hosea, and Hosea says nothing about tithing. What he is talking about, first of all, is that there is definitely punishment coming because they lack knowledge, the right knowledge. And the punishment is they are going to lose their homes. They're going to lose their cities. They're going to be raped, pillaged, killed, taken as hostages and turned into slaves. It's a warning that Hosea gives to his people saying, because of your lack of knowledge, and he's not talking just to the people, he's talking primarily, especially in chapter 4, he's talking primarily to the priests, telling them that you are giving bad information to your people.
And God has great things for you in 2018. In fact, the number 18 means to be alive. It means life. And so I believe that God has life for you, like the woman who was bowed over for 18 years. But that year, at 18, she was loosed from that spirit of infirmity. I believe this is going to be a supernatural year for you, a year of seeing God's goodness and God's greatness. But God has a way of doing things.
The number 18 means to be alive. Where did she come up with that? One commenter of this video said, no, the number 18 is 6 plus 6 plus 6. 666. You can pretty much do whatever you want with numbers. The number 18 is the number 18, okay? It comes after 17, and it goes before 19. It is the number 18. It means nothing more than that. And to make up this kind of stuff is just taking advantage of people who are already under her spell.
You see, God himself, all throughout his word, said, hey, all first belong to me. He lays claim to it. He says that first are holy. It's the irrevocable giving over to God, things that belong to him that he lays claim to. Everything that is a first belongs to God. Think about this. In Joshua chapter 7, the children of Israel have just entered in and they've conquered. They've gone across the Jordan. They've conquered, and now they're getting to their first city. It's called Ai. And suddenly, where they were having victory after victory, they get defeated. Why do they get defeated? The Bible says that Joshua falls down and he begins to cry out and he's praying. And God says, Joshua, stop praying. Stop crying. He said, listen, the problem is with Achan. He's touched the accursed thing. Well, what's accursed mean? It means devoted things. And devoted is the same word as a first fruit.
All right, first are holy. And this is the trouble with these people because they mix and match verses and sometimes they actually get spot on. That's the sheep clothing covering the wolves, the word of God, which carries its own authority. She just explained to us that Achan sinned by taking part of what belonged to God. This is true. So what happened to Achan? All of Israel took him, killed his family, and killed all the animals related to him, his household. Okay, this is the warning she's giving you if you don't give.
So anytime you touch something that is first, something that belongs to God, it brings some kind of destruction, disorder into our life. So anytime you touch something that is first, something that belongs to God, it brings some kind of destruction, disorder into our life. As we enter into January, we recognize that there are two calendars in the earth. But January is the first, the beginning of a new year for us in the Western world. Let us give to God what belongs to Him, the first hours of our day, the first month of the year, the first of our increase, the first in every area of our life.
The first does belong to God, but in an agricultural society, they live year by year. You probably live paycheck to paycheck. So to give your whole first month's salary is ridiculous for most people. I believe in giving to churches. I believe in tithing. But for somebody like her who sits in mansions and makes millions of dollars, for somebody like her, giving a month's salary is not a huge thing.
The principle of first fruits is that when you give God the first, He governs the rest and redeems it. There is a curse on all of mankind. We know that Jesus, which is why He became the first fruit of many brethren. We understand that the principle of first is so important. That whatever you give God first, because it already belongs to Him, it redeems the rest. So in the beginning, it's very important. Deuteronomy 16:16, God says, do not stand before me empty-handed. Leviticus chapter 3, God says, all first belong to Him. All the way through the New Testament, there was a practice of first fruits. Anytime there was a first of something, it belonged to God. In fact, when you get into the book of Acts and you start to really study Ananias and Sapphira, you understand that had to do with the first fruits. That's why all of it was given to the Lord.
Ananias and Sapphira, it did not have to do with first fruits. It had to do with Barnabas sold property and he gave everything that he had, laid it before the apostles' feet, and gave it to them for distribution as they saw necessary. Ananias and Sapphira saw something. Barnabas was taken in by the apostles and made kind of an immediate leader. And if you follow the context of the whole thing, you will see that they were trying to get into the inner circle and become popular with the apostles and join them with Barnabas, who had just gotten in there by giving everything. But they decided, rather than just selling everything and giving it to the apostles, let's sell it and give half to the apostles and tell them it's the whole. So what they're doing is they're lying. In the book of Acts, they die. They weren't killed. They died immediately after telling the apostles their lie and their deception. It had nothing to do with the first fruits. In fact, Peter said, as long as it was yours, it was yours. But now that you sold it and told us that you gave us everything, you're lying to the Holy Spirit. And after that episode, the Bible says, and after that, no one dared to join them. He's not talking about the Christian church. He's talking about the apostles. We don't, out of our own power, try to get into the inner circle of the apostles. And once again, look at the warning. They die because of it. She's implying you could die if you don't give.
When you present your first fruits offering of any size, I want to get to you my book. And that book is The Principle of First Fruits, that first things first, all first belong to God. I lay this out in extreme detail. Then for your first fruits offering, and you can't really say, well, this amount of this amount, but it just cost us a certain amount of money to get things to you, to air, to get the gospel out, etc. So for your first fruits offering of $50 or more, I will give you the book as well as a devotional. But then for your first fruits offering of $75 or more, you're going to get the book, the devotional, and a very special calendar with reminders of God's promises all through this year.
The promise she gives us is God will bless my ministry, bless everything, my finances, everything, if I give to her. And she uses a very old type of grabbing your money, and then it's promising something in return, something very special. So you have this little calendar at home or this book, and you think, oh, I got that from her because I gave $75. Believe me, she's paying about $5, if that, for those three items she's talking about. And by the way, if you send me, Ted Olson, if you send me $300, because three is the number of the Trinity, $300, I will send you the special prayer cloth that I have prayed for and I have anointed, and you will get my special prayer cloth. This is Ted. Have a good and fantastic.
Brother Ted's a nice brother, and he tries his best to break it down. But listen, she's a scam artist. She's been doing that first fruits offering thing for decades. She's a scam artist. And none of her offering scams are sanctioned by Scripture. That's why they're scams. Let's go to this one final audio. She was recently at Pastor Maldonado's church. And then she asked for 1,000 people to get up and give $1,000. So let me just pull this all the way to the front for you. At the 1 hour 55 minute mark, 1 hour 55, and here she is where she's going to tell you about that 1,000 people to give $1,000.
Half of the people understand this.
La mitad del
there was a war sound in the spirit.
Hubo un sonido de
when
guerra
you
clap
your hands, hell trembles.
Cuando usted apaga
when
la
you stomp
mano,
your feet,
usted
you're demolishing demons.
Usted está desbaratando demonios.
You are just praising.
Cuando usted alaba,
you already know he's holy. You already have an intimate relationship. Now what you're doing
ahora
is damage. Now what you're doing is taking back the kingdom.
Ahora está tomando el
freedom.
Reino.
Proclaim
libertad.
It over yourself.
So, para
proclaim it over your body. Cancer, leave right now. We curse that foul spirit. Leave your body in the name of Jesus. Come on, war.
the person standing next to you.
Tome la mano que tiene ahí a su lado.
The Lord just set your
El Señor
family
acaba
free.
De liberar a tu familia.
Set you free.
Acaba de liberarte a ti.
Set marriages free.
Acaba de liberar matrimonios.
Set nations free.
Acaba de liberar naciones.
You're going to stop cursing your crisis.
Deje de maldecir.
You had to go through the process.
Usted tuvo que pasar ese proceso.
For your heart.
Para su corazón.
To be ready to handle.
Que estuviera listo
the
para
level
dejar el nivel.
God's taken you to.
A cual Dios te lleva.
The Lord spoke to me.
El Señor me habló.
Before I got on the stage.
Antes de subir a esta plataforma.
I had no idea what would happen.
No tenía idea lo que iba a pasar.
But I did know this.
Pero sí sabía eso.
That God said, I will break cycles.
Que Dios dijo, voy a romper ciclos.
And ask for a seed.
Pedir una semilla.
Of $1,000.
De $1,000.
He said, no, don't do anything yet. I want you to hear.
Pero no
the Lord
nada
said there were 1,000 people that are going to sow $1,000.
Me dijo que 1,000 personas que iban a sembrar
at the minimum.
Como mínimo.
There are 3 people that are going to sow $50,000 because God says your church is coming into a jubilee.
3 personas que van a sembrar 50,000 porque dice Dios tu iglesia está a punto de entrar en un jubileo.
And even as you enter into this holy season,
y aún entrando en esta santa temporada,
Rosh Hashanah, atonement, tabernacles, God says, you will see quick restoration.
Dice Dios, vas a ver restauración
and you'll see jubilee.
Y vas a ver jubileo.
That everything's going to be restored to you. So there are 3 people that will sow 50,000.
3 personas que van a sembrar 50,000.
Say, why is this so important?
Que siembran 1,000. Y usted dice, ¿por qué es tan importante esto?
You see, every woman knows this.
Toda mujer sabe.
If you put a seed in a fertile womb,
si usted pone una semilla en un vientre fértil,
if my husband,
si mi esposo,
and I played Sarah and Abraham right now,
si yo, digamos que él y yo somos Abraham y Sara ahora,
I'd produce an Isaac.
Yo produciera un Isaac.
I'd produce a promise.
Fuera a producir una promesa.
Because every woman knows,
toda mujer sabe,
that her cycle is regular.
Que su ciclo es regular.
And the only way you can break a cycle.
De la única manera que usted pudiera
the only way, but one the major
un ciclo, no la única, pero una de las principales.
You got to put a seed in it.
Es que tiene que colocar alguna semilla.
When the seed goes in.
Cuando entra una semilla.
When that woman's in her cycle.
Cuando esa mujer está en
at
su
the
ciclo.
Right time,
en el momento correcto.
It interrupts the cycle.
Eso va a interrumpir su ciclo.
And she gets pregnant.
Y ella va a quedar embarazada.
See, what she's preaching is old fertility cult. A Baal and Ashtoreth. She's talking about the male and female counterpart. They come together, they produce, and she's again noticed the seed, the emphasis of the seed, and she's tying this into God. Now, of course, she wants 1,000 people to give $1,000, which is $1,000,000. And then there's 3 people there that are going to give 50,000. That's another 150,000. Now, you would think that her son Bradley would rebuke her for being a lover of the wages of unrighteousness. She's conning people here. Not on, listen, she's getting slutty. She's talking about her husband putting a seed in her. She's basically inferring sex. This is a slutty, garbage, floozy of a woman. Look at the analogy. She says, if me and my husband were to play Abraham and Sarah, you don't have to bring that up. But she has to because she's a floozy. There's not one sermon that she would preach where sex doesn't come up. It always has to come up. She can't get her mind out of the gutter, and she can't get her mind out of people's pocketbooks. And for those two things, her son Bradley should have rebuked her in the previous broadcast and should be rebuking her in today's broadcast. But that little donkey, who is no phenom, he's no phenom. Because had she been my mother, I would have rebuked her sharply. We would have ended our relationship as mother and son.
God said,
dice Dios,
I'm interrupting the cycle.
Estoy interrumpiendo
with your
el
seed,
ciclo con tu semilla.
And you will go back
y vas a regresar
pregnant
embarazado
to carry out your purpose.
Para así llevar a cabo tu propósito.
Telling you.
Te lo digo.
So right now,
así que ahora mismo,
I'm going to pray and the Lord's going to speak.
Voy a orar y el Señor va a hablar.
Only, and I mean
solamente
it serious.
Y te lo digo en serio.
If you're sowing $1,000, and
si
I'm going to take everyone's offering in a moment. Y voy the only a tomar 1,000, 10,000, or 50,000, because the Lord said deal with those.
Voy a tomar las ofrendas de todos en un momento. Pero
and
Señor,
bring it and lay it down.
Si usted va a sembrar 1,000, 10,000,
if you're showing any other amount, we're going to collect it. It doesn't mean that $100 is not important, because it is.
Al altar. No significa que
but let me tell you something. You say, well, I don't have it.
Usted dice, no
you
tengo
can find
nada.
It.
Usted puede encontrarlo.
When I was on government cheese and welfare, God told me, sow $1,000 to break the cycle.
Cuando yo recibía beneficios del gobierno, Dios me...
Boy, I wonder if Uncle Sam ever found that out. I guess that's why President Trump doesn't like people on welfare. Maybe Paula gave him the story that she was on welfare and she found $1,000. Boy.
It doesn't only have the ability to go in your future, it has the ability to go in your past.
$1,000 para romper el ciclo, porque la semilla tiene el poder no solamente de ir al futuro, sino al pasado.
For my childhood to be broken.
Y yo necesitaba que aquel ciclo de mi niñez quedara roto.
Spirit of the living God,
Espíritu del Dios
I
vivo.
Do this by divine instruction.
Hago esto por instrucción divina.
You see how she's involving God? See how she's lying to these poor gullible people? She's using the name. She's using the name of the Lord. We're told not to use the name of the Lord in vain. She's breaking another major commandment. This woman is wicked. Should be rebuked at every turn. But does her son rebuke her? No. Oh, my mother's not perfect. Oh, mother, you did it again, mother. I have to clean up your mess, mother.
And it takes divine instruction.
Y toma instrucción divina.
To receive a divine reward.
Recibir recompensa divina.
So through divine instruction.
Así que por instrucción divina.
I obey you.
Yo te obedezco a ti.
With all authority.
Con toda autoridad.
Speak.
Habla.
And don't let someone go home.
Y no dejes que alguien se vaya a casa.
Shouting freedom.
Solamente gritando.
Let them go home totally free.
Sino que vaya a casa
for when
en
the
verdad
heart is
libre.
Truly free.
Cuando el corazón en verdad es libre.
Finances are never an issue.
Las finanzas nunca serán un problema.
So speak right now.
Así que habla ahora mismo.
And let people move quickly.
Y que el pueblo se mueva rápido.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
And make your check payable to King Jesus.
Haga su cheque.
And here's what I want you to do.
Mire lo que quiero que haga.
If you're giving $1,000,
si va a dar $1,000,
whether online,
sea en línea,
or you're texting to give by doing it to CAP,
o va a mandar
the number 58782,
la palabra CAP al
or you bring in an envelope.
8,
I prefer 6, you to bring 8, an envelope. 2.
Prefiero que traiga
and if it's $1,000, $10,050, come down to this altar.
Si es $1,000, 10,000,
quickly
o 50,000, rápido, pasa
quickly,
la
run.
Rápido, venga.
I bless you. Stand here. Quickly. Stand. Power.
Of course, the people go down there in droves. The place is jam-packed. And she'll get the people that will bring the 10,000 and the 50,000. And, of course, she'll get the people to bring down the 1,000. And then after that, then they'll turn to the real poor people and say, okay, bring whatever you have. Bring the 500, the 700, the 800. And this is a scam artist. Now, my brothers and sisters, I say to you, doesn't this woman deserve to be rebuked? If her son is everything she claims he is, if he, as she claims, moves in the spirit, is a phenom, is used by the Holy Spirit, you would think that he can do more than that donkey did that Balaam was riding. You can see her son is no phenom whatsoever. And let me read the scripture to you in Matthew. Chapter 10, these are the words of Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I am not come to send peace, but the sword. This is Jesus. He says, listen, I didn't come here to play hopscotch with you. I didn't come here to play patty cake. I didn't come here to fool around. I came here to bring war. I'm not here for peace. I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, Bradley. Oh, Bradley says, I love Jesus, but he's letting his mother get away with murder. Bradley says, oh, I love the Lord Jesus. I love Jesus.
I love them. Well, if you did, you would be at war with your mother. But Bradley, you don't love Jesus because you love your mother more than you love the Lord. You cover for your mother. You cover for her. You make excuses for her. You clean up her messes. That's all you've been doing your whole life. You've been cleaning up your mother's messes. And when you couldn't do it anymore, you turned your back on God. You became an atheist. And when that didn't work, then you resorted to crack. And now you claim, you're converted and you love the Lord Jesus and you represent him. No, you don't represent him. You're in love with money. You're just as bad as your mother. You live in a fancy home. You get a fancy paycheck. All on the backs of poor people and your fleecing mother. So you're no phenom, Bradley. You're no phenom. You're nothing but a donkey. And saints, I'll be back tomorrow with another reason why Bradley Knight is no phenom, as his mother claims. God bless you, saints.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la, la la la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance da da da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a chucharil, hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. Hey, Dominic, want another dollar?
It's on, 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 it's on.